Welcome everybody to today's Terea meditation session. I'm Laurie Seymour and this is the Baca Journey. So, for me, this is the eve of a departure and it's causing me to look at many different kinds of things. And so I want to speak to that. But I also want to, because I want to, invite you to take a couple of breaths in just to help bring you present to this moment, to bring you present to what it is that we're doing, and present to yourself. There was a long time last night where I lay awake. Really in the middle of the night, I had been asleep and then woke up and I'm awake. And of course, there's so many things going on. But I was aware in that of the way in which our attention can go to all of the things that we need to do or think we need to do. And for me, those lists have been very, very long. Probably for others on this call, it's been the same. We can attend, we can pay attention to all of those things. We can pay attention to what we see on the news. We can pay attention to what we hear from others. And I think of that as the kind of the micro level, the microcosm. You know, what is most immediate in our world, whether that's our own very personal world, whether that's our family or our children, our spouses, our friends, it keeps moving out from there. Our government, our society, our planet. And then there is another aspect, another way that we can connect in. And that is with the microcosm. I mean, not with the microcosm, excuse me, with the macrocosm. All of the rest is that, in a way, that small picture view. But I was aware last night as I was lying there awake that I could feel myself move from one place to the other. I could feel myself move from this focus on all that needed to be done, on my concern with a friend who was ill, on not sleeping. And then as I was lying there, I turned my attention back to my breath, and I allowed myself to focus on my breath. It wasn't the counting of the breaths like, you know, you count sheep. But it was feeling that way in which, as I breathed in and dropped into my heart center, really brought my focus right to my heart center, that there was this blooming, this blossoming that happened, this settling in to this place of utter love. And it was feeling, as I sat there, as I lay there, I felt myself expand. I felt my awareness expand. I felt my body expand. And I felt this inrush of such love. There's such a feeling of well-being when we connect with that macrocosmic layer, that level that knows that everything is indeed in divine order. We may not understand it. We may not see it. We may not have a way to agree with it or embrace it. But somewhere when we simply breathe and we allow ourselves to get quiet, there is that remarkable feeling of connection. Of connection with all that is. That we are being attended to in such an exquisite way, if only we'll allow it. If only we will allow ourselves to be aware of that. And it's not as if we need to be aware of it in order for us to be taken care of. It's that when we become aware of that, that allows our bodies to relax. That allows our head to start to slow down and to stop ruminating on what might be, what could be, what do we need to do, what's wrong, what's right. And when our bodies begin to relax, that's when the magic begins to happen. The element of surprise, the gifts, the way in which we receive things that seem quite remarkable. And it's remarkable because suddenly we have space. Suddenly we are able to receive that which we thought was impossible. And probably even more to the truth, that which we had never even acknowledged as possible. And you know those moments. You know those moments when it looks as if, how did that happen? How could that have happened? How did this unfold in this particular way? Because you see, we can look at every single situation through those eyes of, how is this being orchestrated on the macrocosmic level? How is it that we are part of that level when we really have just been thinking about how we're going to pay our bills and what we're going to make for dinner and how we're going to pick up our kid at the, you know, after their event, and on and on and on and on. We know the on and on and on, don't we? But this is about going for something different. Because I know in the very depths of my being that for me, without that connection, I would not be able to do what I'm doing. I would not have that inner knowing that this time, this what looks like a grand adventure that I'm embarking on, I would not have the ability to do it because there's so much other that's going on that I don't need to speak about right now. But it's a reality of what could pull and what, you know, those things that can pull on you, or what can allow and support you in moving forward. And when there is that way of things falling into place for something that we may not even realize is what we want, that's when we need to look at how our life is moving and to appreciate, to feel the gratitude for how it is that our own lives are unfolding. So let's take this precious time to go, be able to go inside and to receive. I'll let you know when this time of meditation is completed. Let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments to stretch. Remember, stretching is so, feels so good anyway, but it is really helpful to let all that's taken place just integrate all the energy that's been received. And we'll have a chance to share. And for those of you who are listening at another time, and remember, that's always an option. There's so many sessions that are in your members' dashboard to be able to listen to. I know some of you have made great use of that. Others of you may not have thought about it, but it's there and available. So if you are listening at another time, please take some time to just acknowledge with yourself and within yourself what this time has been to you, for you, and we'll see you another time.